Aloha mai kakou. This is John Tilton, Senior Pastor of New Hope Oahu. In a moment, a message from our founding pastor, Wayne Cordero, on Words of New Hope.
How many of you are task-oriented people? Raise your hand. Yeah. See, you love people so long as they don't get in your way. Yeah. How many of you are people-oriented people? Raise your hand. Yeah. It's like you have friends, you love to be with people, you can get anything done. Here's the thing, we really need each other. Because why? Because we have to balance our lives. My wife is a people person, I'm more task. I need her to remind me to slow down for people. We need each other, we really do.
Aloha, and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero. Today, part two of a message we began yesterday, entitled Living Life in Between. We learned yesterday that it's not the big, important events in our lives that determine our final outcome. It's what we do in between those events that will make all the difference in the world. Here's Pastor Wayne with the conclusion of the message, Living Life in Between.
Life in between can be a place where God can change your life. Would you write that in the next bullet? Where God can change your life. Oh, this man had no idea it was about to happen. Oh no, he wasn't doing well. He was on his way to Damascus to kill some more Christians when God, on the way, changed his life. Let's read what it says about Paul as God called him into ministry. Go. On the way, a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, was shining all around me. And it was there on the way. Life happens in between. Watch for it. Watch for it. Right now, God could say something in this message that can change your life. Or something that can even, would you write down in the next one, where God can heal you. God can heal you. A lot of healing happens on the way. So, well, I got to call up an 1-800 number or go to this prophetic conference where someone lays hands on me. No. You can do it along the way. Good things happen there too, but if you are following God and watching for his life, you'll see that God, even along the way, in the midst of being a mom, in the midst of being a dad, learning what God's teaching you, doing your devotions along the way, God can change, God can heal, or you can miss and you can negate. It's up to you. But along the way, in between, is life. Life. Happened with 10 lepers. In Luke 17, Jesus heals them. And even though God says you're healed, they don't see any physical manifestation yet of healing. So this is what happens. Let's read it. Go. When he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourselves to the priests. Listen, and as they were going, they were, yeah, amazing. God can heal you along the way. And in this next portion of scripture that we're about to read, it'll remind us that some of the most important happenings take place in between. Let me read to you the first portion of Acts chapter 3, and then you can read the rest from your notes. It says, and now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the ninth hour, the hour of prayer. So what were they doing? They were going to church. They were on their way to church. Not in church, on their way. And a man who had been lame from his mother's womb was being carried along, whom they used to set down every day at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, in order for him to beg alms of those who were entering the temple. And when he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he began asking to receive alms. But Peter, along with John, fixed his gaze on him and said, look at us. And he began to give them his attention, expecting to receive some money from them. But Peter said, look at us. Silver and gold have I none, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. And would you read now with me what your notes say? Go. And seizing him by the right hand, he raised him up. And immediately his feet and ankles were strengthened. And with a leap, he began walking and leaping and praising God. Where did this happen? In church? No, on the way, in between Sundays. Life happens in between. So, but I can miss it. Yep, I can too. I want to give you three challenges to help us realize that we must overcome these and conquer these so that we can have eyes that see God's purposes and not just our goals. So if we're not careful, we set our goals and we say, God, help us to reach our goals. And so we reach our goals, but we've missed all of his purposes. And you end up empty, although you've reached your goals. So how do we gain life in between? How do we see life in between? Here's challenges that we need to overcome. Now, I haven't got all of these down, so we're going to be fellow journeyers together in this adventure. So here's the first one. Number one, would you write down these three very simple things that'll help us to see life in between so that we can not miss it? The first is, number one, very simple, wherever you are, be there. Wherever you are, be there. Because sometimes we're in church, but we're thinking about lunch or dinner or something else, or I got to go to the beach after this, so hurry up, man. See, our mind isn't here. Our body's here, but our mind's gone. Same happened with on the way to Jairus' house. Although it was God's goal to get to Jairus' house, he was there. And when the woman touched the hem of his garment, he didn't shake her off. He stopped and a miracle took place. Let's read what it says. Go. Immediately, Jesus, perceiving in himself that the power proceeding from him had gone forth, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my garments? He stopped and a miracle took place because he was present there. I wonder how many miracles I missed because my head was somewhere else. How many times I've fallen asleep in class or in church and God could have given an earth-shaking truth that could have healed my life or changed my marriage or given me a brand new future, but I missed that because I'm not there. I'm there, but I'm not there. I wonder how many miracles I missed, life that I missed. Recently, I was having devotions with one of the people in the church here, just yesterday morning, and this young man was talking about how he was in church several weeks ago, and one thing that, remember Brian Clay that was here? He gave a little testimony, and this one thing that he said, changed my life. I think, I don't know if Elwin was speaking, but he didn't get anything out of Elwin's, but this one, no, I'm just joking. But out of Brian Clay, he said, it was when Brian Clay was going for the gold, and the gold was his goal. And he knew he had to have many of these events. He had to do well in them because it was the accumulative total of points that would give him the gold. Well, he did one foot race and he didn't fare very well. And he thought, oh no, it's not good enough to get me the gold. Not good enough. And it was between heats, between events, between the finish lines, under the bleachers, he was talking with God, and he said, God, that's not good enough. I'm not good enough to get the gold. Gosh. And the Lord spoke to him, did you do your best for me? Yeah. You know, I'm trying my best for you, God. I'm trying to do this for you and so that I can have a platform to share some faith. And then he said this. He said, and God spoke to him, and this young man was sitting right there. And when Brian said this, it touched his heart. And Brian said, God spoke to my heart and said, when you do your best for me, I will make it good enough. If you're doing your best for me, I will make it good enough for the gold. That one thing exploded in his heart. That one thing. It's like he came all service to hear one thing. But you see, we can miss that because we're not present. We're somewhere else. Wherever you are, be there. Because sometimes we'll just sit there, wait for more education, more information. But when that kind of stuff explodes in your soul, it's not education, it's revelation. You see, education you can forget. But when God says something and it's revelation, you will never be the same again. You can never forget revelation. But you have to be aware for that. You have to be ready. You have to be wherever you are. You've got to be there. Otherwise, you'll miss life. Then the second encouragement to overcome the challenges that steal life that happens in between, the second is this. Would you write down, ruthlessly remove all hurry from your life? You say, Wayne, I'm busy sometime. Oh, yeah, we'll all be busy from time to time. But when you're hurried, it affects your soul. You have a hurried soul and you miss life. You can be busy, but don't have a harried, hurried soul. Story is told of one of the favorite country doctors in this little town. And he was very busy, tons of patients, but everybody loved him. And one lady was trying to figure out why. And he just always seemed to have time for every single person, yet he had a very full schedule. And she was in the waiting room, and she shared this, and she said the doctor would go into one patient because they'd have him, you know, booked in different rooms, and the nurses would put him in different rooms, and he'd just go from room to room. And so he was in the first room talking to a patient. Yes, and yeah, how's your kitty? Yeah, now there's tons of people waiting. How's your, and your aunt? Good, good. Are you taking your medicines? Good, good. So I will see you in 2 weeks, right? Okay, good to have you. All right, have a good day. 2 weeks, good. Okay, bye. He closed the door and whoo, he stopped. Hello, how are you? You see, he was busy, but he didn't let it hurry his soul. My wife knows that when I've got a hurried soul, I'm just useless because my head is on a certain goal and I could miss life all day long. I've got to ruthlessly remove hurry from my life. Let's read what Psalm 46:10 says. Go. Be still and know that I am. Yeah, most accidents in our life happen because we're in a hurry. Accidents in cars. It's most of the time because somebody is in a hurry. That happens not only with accidents in cars, but it happens with accidents in relationships between husband and wife. Where life should have been built, it was destroyed. Where it could have been kindled, it was killed. Because we're in a hurry. We have a hurried soul. And so we push life aside for tasks. I was just coming out of the water yesterday with my one-man canoe. I wanted to get in the water. And I put my boat on the top of my car and rudder sticks up. And going into where I park in the parking garage, it has a low ceiling. So there's a bar that gives the maximum height limit. So as I was going in there, I heard my rudder, which is, I usually take it off. I take my wrench and pull the rudder off. But I heard it go bonk. And I stopped right away. And this guy comes running out. Whoa, 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 whoa. And so just as I was getting out to get my wrench to take it off, my wife called on the phone. Ring, ring, ring. So I'm getting out. Hello. Hi, honey. Oh, hi, hon. And she had to call me. She said, honey, she was playing golf with the New Hope Diamond. New Hope Hawaii Kai people. And she said, I just hit a hole in one and I wanted to call you and share it with you. This was yesterday. She hit a hole in one. I was jealous and mad at her. I said, really? Wonderful. And the Lord just spoke to me, just a little voice, just take time to celebrate this with her. Get the rudder later. I said, oh, and this guy is trying to get the rudder stuff unhooked. And he's going, hey, excuse me, move your car forward. No, my wife just hit a hole in one. And people are backing up, you know, this line of cars. Really? And what hole was it on? Yeah, what iron did you use? And the Lord said, just celebrate with her, because if you're hurried, you're going to have an accident. And it was almost like the Lord stopped me to teach me. Has he ever done that with you? You'll hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Listen to that, because life happens in between. Ruthlessly remove hurry. That's a part of your soul what gets harried. ruthlessly remove hurry. You're late for this meeting. Why? I just had to hold my grandson a little longer. I had to play with my granddaughter. Because I remembered an old saying by John Wesley. I judge all things only by the price they shall gain in eternity. I'm reevaluating my life. And I think it's good. And not only ruthlessly remove hurry from your life, or rather from your soul, the third is, would you write this down? And then balance your life between people and tasks. Balance your life between people and tasks. Now, I'm a task-oriented person. There's people-oriented people and there's task-oriented people. You know, how many of you, be honest, how many of you are task-oriented people? Raise your hand. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Yeah, hold your hands up for a little while. Yeah. See, you love people so long as they don't get in your way. Yeah. How many of you are people-oriented people? Raise your hand. Yeah. It's like you have friends, you love to be with people, you don't get anything done, but you just love to be with people. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Here's the thing. We really need each other. Because why? Because we have to balance our lives. My wife is a people person. I'm more task. I need her to remind me to slow down for people and relationships. And I have to remind her to get with it and get stuff done. But she plays golf all day. But we really do need each other. So if you're a task-oriented person, you need to balance in towards people. Otherwise, we might miss life. And those who are people-oriented may need to balance towards organization and a little bit more of detailing some things out. And because God's going to say, that's where you're going to find some life as well. We need each other. We really do. The scripture says that. This is a really interesting scripture. I want you to read this with me out loud. We're going to pause in the middle. Ephesians 4, go. Walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called. Pause for a second. In other words, he's saying, get it done. What God called you to do, get it done. Now watch this. He changes gears and read the rest. Go. And with all humility and gentleness and patience, showing tolerance for one another in... Yeah, you see that? Task and people. We need to learn to balance that so that we don't miss life in between. If you're a task-oriented person, you're married to a people-oriented, let that person speak into your life. Because you may miss life. And vice versa. We need each other. Ask each other for help. We need one another. Because we do better together. Let me finish with an illustration that I love to share about the need for helping each other. A father was working with his 11-year-old son to get him to develop some work ethic. And so he said to him as he took him out of the backyard, you see this rock here? It's in the wrong place. I want you to move it to that other side, over there by the shrubs. And I want you to do everything you can to get it over there. Said little 11-year-old boy, all right, Dad. And so he went and pushed on that rock, tried to lift it out, shoved on it. And after about 30 minutes of just trying and the thing just rocking in its own hole and not getting it out, came to his dad and said, Dad, I can't move it. It's impossible to move. Dad said, try everything. Try everything. So he went over there and pushed and shoved again. He came back, Dad, it's immovable. Try everything. You haven't tried everything. He got a crowbar and he tried prying that rock out. Came back to his dad and said, Dad, I've tried everything. That rock will not move. He said, try everything. You haven't tried everything yet. That little boy went over there and tried kicking the rock. Poof. Tried hitting the rock. Poof. Tried to get a hammer and breaking the rock in two. Exasperated and discouraged, he went back to his dad and said, it cannot be moved. I have tried everything. The dad said, you haven't tried everything. Yes, I have. I've tried everything. No, you haven't. What haven't I tried? The father said, you haven't tried asking me for help. Sometimes we try it on our own a lot and we miss life. going after our goals and our own strength. We don't get there. We tried everything, and your life is just flat. It just might be the Father saying, you haven't asked me yet. You haven't asked me for help. There's some of you who you need to ask God for help in two ways. First of all, if you are someone you've never asked Jesus Christ into your life, ask Him. Ask Him. Ask Him to take your checkered past and failings for His potential, for His future. I've had goals, but what are your purposes? Trade your goals for His purposes. Change your life. Ask Him. You might say, well, God knows I need a second chance and God knows I need forgiveness. Well, ask Him. And when you say, Lord, will You come into my life and be my Lord and Savior? Forgive me of my sins. He will delight in answering that. And that's what it means to be born again, to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. So firstly, if that's you, I want to pray with you. And I want to give you a chance to say that to Jesus, to say yes to His invitation to come and follow Him. So would you bow your heads with me? We're going to pray. If that's you today and you'd say, Wayne, I need to do that. I mean, I've been in church and stuff, but I think I need to completely relinquish my life to Him and ask Him for a new life, a new heart. Because I think I've been missing life. Well, I got goals and stuff, but I miss life. Goals alone are empty. I don't want to miss life. So Jesus, would You help me so I don't miss life? I want to receive You as Lord and Savior. Forgive me of my sins. And give me, as it were, Your New Hope scholarship, an eternal invitation that was paid by You on the cross to follow You. I want to receive You into my heart. And if that's you today, I want you just to raise a hand. And in doing so, you're simply saying, yes, I receive You as Lord and a Savior. So if that's you right now, just raise a hand. And in doing so, you're saying, yes. Okay. Yeah. Yep. You too. You're saying, yes, Jesus, come into my heart. Yep. You too. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. In the back and the side. Yep. God bless you, brother. You too, sister. Yep. The Lord sees that. Yeah. Lots of hearts. You can put your hands down. If this is the first time you've received Christ, the ushers will have a yes packet as you leave. It's free of charge. In it is a Bible and some follow-up material. Please get one. It'll help you immensely in your first few steps with Christ. Now, the second group I want to address are those of you that are Christians, and you'd say, you know, Wayne, even though I know Christ, I miss a lot of life. That's in between. I don't know how many miracles I miss because I'm looking in the wrong place. Jesus, would You open my eyes and help me in this season to not miss life in between. If that's you, would you raise a hand and say, yeah, that's me. Yeah. We're going to pray this prayer together. In fact, let's all stand together. Would you do that? Let's stand together. And we're going to pray this prayer. And let's all pray this prayer. I'll give you the words, and you add the heart. Let's pray. Say this after me. Heavenly Father, thank You for Jesus. Thank You that You came and You died for my sins, that I might have life everlasting. Change me and make me the person You want me to be. I turn from my sins. I turn to You. Open my eyes to see You. And now I say this so I can hear, so You can hear me, so these around can hear, and so the devil can hear. Jesus Christ is my Lord. He is my Savior. I belong to Him. In Jesus' name I pray. Lord, that's a cry of our heart today. Thank You for these wonderful, wonderful people who say yes to You. Change us into the people You want us to be. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And we say,
amen.
Hey, welcome these who made that decision to follow Christ.
You've just heard the conclusion of a message entitled Living Life in Between by Dr. Wayne Cordero. Thank you for listening. Until next time, for Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you God's very best and aloha.
What if there were a place where you could discover, develop, and fulfill your dreams? A place where passion and creativity thrive in a community pursuing something greater than themselves. That place is New Hope Christian College.
New Hope Christian College is a place where everyone knows everyone. Your teachers really do care about you, they want you to succeed, and they're willing to partner with you to do whatever it takes to make that happen.
The education that I've received at New Hope has really equipped me to graduate market ready.
No matter where you come from, New Hope Christian College is a place where you can come to find community.
There's a place for you at New Hope Christian College. For more information, go online to newhope.edu or call 1-800-322-2638. New Hope Christian College, a place where dreams are released.